Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Hello. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this event. Neil started to warm you up, and I'm going to continue in that vein, because as you will see from your notes, I worked for QCDA, which is a government agency, for a long time, and I had to be really careful about what I said on a stage. I don't work for anyone anymore. I work for me, so I can say what I like. So for the first time on a platform, we can have a bit of fun. We can actually look to see what the policy is saying, how we're going to implement that, and get you and our esteemed panel here to talk about what they're doing to implement this policy. We've got a really good panel here today. As Neil said, we've been very lucky to get people that are already working in the field to implement functional skills and have had an involvement in functional skills for some time. For those of you that are coming to functional skills new, you may not have been working with them for very long, be aware that some of us have been working with functional skills since about 2007, when Tomlinson first came out and said we need something different to ensure that young people and adults are upskilled in what we used to call literacy and numeracy, and we now call maths and English. And it's become really important that we recognise that functional skills are qualifications that are here to stay. They've been here for some time, but they're now being rolled out to other areas, like within apprenticeships and for adults as they replace Skills for Life qualifications. I'm always an advocate of functional skills. I've always been very enthusiastic about them. I'm just pleased that there's so many people now asking me how to implement them rather than why. But I don't do it alone. There are a lot of people here who've got as much information as I have and are as enthusiastic as I am. So I'd like to ask our first speaker to introduce how she's implementing functional skills.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.